There was some surprise, even astonishment last week when Russia announced it was to begin a mass coronavirus vaccination program across the country in October with its own newly developed vaccine. The US, the UK and China were considered the front runners. President Vladimir Putin has now announced that the vaccine has been given regulatory approval in Russia. It was effective, he said, and produced strong immunity. One of his daughters had been given a shot. Dr. Cliona Nichali is consultant in infectious diseases and who also works in the immunology department in St. James's Hospital in Dublin. Dr. Nichali, you're welcome. What do you make of this announcement by Russia?
Well, it's very surprising. We hadn't seen publications of, as we would expect, of, along the line of vaccine development. And then the fact that they've skipped the entire phase three, where they would test the vaccine on large numbers of people to make sure that it's safe and that it actually works. They've skipped that and gone straight for use. So it's not the normal pathway, and it's not something that we would consider safe.
I think they're planning on starting phase three of the trials, which involves, as you say, testing tens of thousands of people. Why is that so essential?
So it's essential for two reasons. So firstly, it's important to make sure that the vaccine is safe. So you test it first in a small number of people. That would be a phase two trial to test that it's safe, but you won't pick up rarer side effects with that small number of people. So you need to do a larger number of people and follow them very carefully to make sure that you pick up any rare side effects from the vaccine. And secondly, when you're testing that vaccines work, you can do that in a number of ways. One of them is looking at antibodies and things like that in blood from people who've been vaccinated. But the only real way to make sure that it works is to see that people are protected from getting coronavirus infection and disease. And they haven't done that yet with the numbers that they have tested.
And as you say, normally in these situations, details of the trials and the results are published, but that hasn't happened in this instance. And that's important because of peer reviews, isn't it? Hi, Cliona, can you hear us?
It's important because of peer reviews, and it means that you get extra pairs of eyes, independent pairs of eyes. I can, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Sorry, there's a delay in the old line again. It's our greatest enemy on this programme. Go ahead, Cliona, thank you.
Okay. Sorry, remind me of your question.
Peer review and how important
that is. Yes, so normally it would be published in journals, so the scientists, yeah. So that scientists working in other groups in other places can see what you're doing. It's an extra pair of eyes, an independent of pair of eyes looking at what you're doing. And then it also means that science as a whole moves on, that we all learn from what each other is doing. And the fact that that hasn't been done in this case is very not normal and worrying in terms of we don't really know what they've done so far, what the results have been.
Does the World Health Organization have to approve every vaccine? Because it certainly hasn't approved this one.
No, it doesn't. So each country, or for example, in the EU, there would be a regulatory process. So the WHO doesn't have a role necessarily in approving a vaccine, but to skip, to bypass that mechanism and to bypass the usual kind of international ways in which we work on this type of vaccine development are unusual.
Is it a totally new vaccine that the Russians have come up with?
So it's a new way of doing vaccines in terms of using a virus, another virus, to carry little tiny bits of coronavirus into cells to trick the immune system into learning how to fight the virus. So the coronavirus is a little bit different to many other vaccines that we have, where we're vaccinating against infections that would normally give lifelong protection after you're infected. So for example, you have the measles naturally, you get infected and you're usually protected from measles lifelong. So all the vaccine needs to do is really to mimic that normal natural infection. With coronaviruses, with the ones that circulate and cause colds, the much milder ones, you don't stay immune. So you can get a cold with a coronavirus this winter, and you can still get another one with the same coronavirus next winter. So we need to trick our immune system into doing something different to how it would normally respond to this type of virus. And how that's done in this case is by using another virus to kind of like a Trojan horse to carry bits of coronavirus into cells. And that's a new type using this particular vaccine. Hasn't been done widely and obviously then has additional safety concerns because it's a new type of vaccine.
Okay, they're calling it Sputnik 5. Perhaps a degree of vaccine nationalism in evidence there. Cliona, good to talk to you and thank you very much. And thanks for bearing with us this morning, Dr. Cliona Ni Cailí there from the Immunology Department at St. James's Hospital in Dublin.